On Wall Street this morning, the sell-off rolls on. Right now, the Dow is down 281 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index off 117. The S&P 39 points lower. More details at srnnews.com.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I should be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and get a free info kit on gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unsteady times.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. With May ending today and June beginning tomorrow, we are easing more and more into that summertime forecast. Today, high temperature in the upper 80s, maybe teasing 90 degrees, a little bit more humidity, and both today and tomorrow, scattered random hit-or-miss storms here and there, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Tonight's low 67, tomorrow's high around 87. More hot days ahead, I think, will be near 90 Friday, low 90s Saturday, more spotty hit-or-miss storms here and there. From the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
WAKA Channel 8, I'm Savannah Saab. Community pools and beaches are struggling to find lifeguards to join their ranks for the summer. The pandemic has a lot to do with the shortage. When pools and beaches were shut down, lifeguards had to get other jobs, and lifeguarding never recovered. Montgomery firefighters responded to a possible structure fire yesterday. The fire took place in the 3100 block of Malone Drive. That's off Zelda Road. Units were met with smoke and visible flames from the rear of the home. The person living inside the house made it out unharmed. Fire officials say no one else was inside. They are also investigating a Memorial Day house fire that happened in the 800 block of Faith Lane. That's near Ryan Road and Chantilly Parkway. Once firefighters arrived, they found a single-story home with smoke and flames showing. Fire officials say one person was at home but made it out safely. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32. I'm Savannah Saab.
Introducing the all-new Lexus of Montgomery. Our brand new dealership isn't just about selling cars. It's about being a part of the community. We're committed to making luxury affordable for all. We understand that owning a luxury car may seem like a dream that's out of reach, but we're here to change that. Everyone deserves to experience the joy of driving a Lexus. And with our wide range of finance offers, we can make it a reality. Our grand opening event is a perfect opportunity for you to see for yourself why Lexus is the number one luxury car brand in the River Region. We also pay more for your trade than anyone else. Find out how much and schedule an appraisal online at LexusMontgomery.com. We take pride that we're not just a new dealership, but an active member of the community. Come see us. We have the perfect Lexus for you. Shop our huge selection of new Lexus vehicles, and you can be confident you're getting a great deal. Come visit the all-new Lexus of Montgomery today. Shop online at LexusMontgomery.com.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health care coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Let's close the health care coverage gap. To learn more, visit coveralabama.org.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. The one you love is the light of your life. And whether you've only been together for a short while, or perhaps for many years, you know how important intimacy is to your relationship. That's why erectile dysfunction and low T are so awful. They're just medical conditions, but the effects can make your partner feel unwanted, unloved, even if they don't say so. And for men, it's tough to talk about. So come to Montgomery Men's Health, where our urologists and providers talk about this all day, every day. And we'll work hard to figure out how to get you to the guy you want to be. In fact, you might even find your feeling and performing at a level you didn't think was possible. Even if you've tried other treatments and just haven't gotten the results you hope for, call us today. Your initial appointment is $99 and includes blood work and a medical consult. Call 334-440-3663 or go to montgomerymenshealth.com. Do it for you. Do it for the one you love. Call Montgomery Men's Health today.
This is Chris from Surviving in Alabama. I encourage you to go to my YouTube page, like, share, and subscribe. That's Surviving in Alabama. Do you know how to survive in an emergency? Well, I spent years in the military learning how to do that. I'm also a master gardener, and I grow my own food. Not all of it, because I don't think anybody can do 100%, but I want to teach you how to do a lot, how to preserve, how to think outside the box door and make it on little. What are you going to do when the lights go out? That's Surviving in Alabama on YouTube. Go check it out.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Filtered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
We are back, everybody. Welcome to the third half of the program. Rocking and rolling today. Lots of stuff to do. Don't forget, we are powered by 1819news.com. Check them out over there. Become a member. Become a part of the team. Supporting them supports us. And, I mean, it's just good all the way around. I can't think of anything negative about what is going on over at 1819news.com. I mean, as they expand, they are really becoming, I shouldn't give out my inventions. But I want a way to be able to just go into the non-Starbucks coffee shop and then have them print me an old-timey newspaper. Big roll of the paper. I just say, give me the 1819 news edition. Even if it's only what used to be one section. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I want to be able to take that newspaper, roll it up, fold it up, carry it with me, read it, look at it, hit flies with it.
With a clear differentiation between opinion and news. Okay?
Yes. Right.
What's so hard about that? Well, 1819 news is doing it.
I know, but
great to have it to hold in your hand.
I think we're going
to
get to the point where old newspapers have that vintage feel. You know, everybody wants vintage and they want a little bit of the old-timey stuff.
Sure.
Just give me the stuff that's on the website and just have it so it'll print out on this nice, crunchy, tan-looking paper. And let me have a newspaper in my hand where I can say, look at this.
Tactile, the feel, the smell.
Yes, that's what I want. And we should have the technology to do that. Big old roll of that crap inside a thing the size of a Coke machine. We can replace the Coke machines because they're woke anyway. And we'll put it right there in that spot. Print. Well, we'll put our dollar in. It won't work. And we'll put it back in and it won't work. And then we'll put it in and some change will fall out the bottom and it still won't work. It'll be just like the same Coke experience as if it'll print us out a newspaper.
Yeah, kick it one
time.
It'll
be Dr. Thunder instead of
awesome.
Coke.
I'm for that.
Yeah.
I can see this happening.
As we go to the phones, I have a question for both of you.
Okay.
So are you saying if you want that printout of the paper and we miss the Sunday afternoon paper,
yes.
Are y'all Kindle people or are you book people?
Book. I'm a book person.
Book. Yeah, solid.
I like the book.
I figured you would say that.
I like the idea of having all the books right there instead of my library. Mm-hmm. But I still like books.
Me too.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
The old ways, but in many ways.
The old way, the old school. There's no school like the old school, Scott.
Yeah, well, we just covered that with the whole sugar issue, and now we're back to raw sugar and honey. Or sweet,
yes.
Just as God created.
It's amazing.
Go
it's almost
figure.
Like he knew what he was doing.
You know,
every
sometimes.
Time we play God, something bad happens.
Needlepoint
that. That's why the U.S. is building a new level 4 whatever bio research facility in Kansas so they can let out another thing.
Stay tuned.
That's another whole question to me. How do we... We can't see viruses. Right? We can't even see bacteria. They're teeny tiny things.
You know, try to go. I don't know. I mean, we can't keep our houses and cars. You cannot keep some grass out of the floorboard of your car. It doesn't matter how many times you vacuum it. The next day, there's going to be a piece of grass. I don't even walk on the grass. It's all concrete, but there's going to be a piece of grass. And these people think they're going to manage to not have one little virus. One little one. Or one little bacterium is not going to get out ever after they've been playing with it and make it into a little Hercules, Hulk,
weaponizing
some sort of mutant.
The virus.
Yes.
Yeah, go figure.
And they don't think it's going to get out. What?
The folly of man will be his undoing.
It's like the raccoons in the back. They're eventually going to fall out of the ceiling.
Yeah, they're coming.
It's going to happen.
And those jokers are full size.
They're going to get us.
Imagine if it was a virus.
No tiny virus.
He's falling out instantly.
It's
and you're not even going to see him.
No, you're not.
Oh, my goodness. Let's go out to Eric the dog for a little bit of expert testimony. Eric, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hola.
Hola.
Hola. ¿Cómo está?
Estoy bien. Estoy trabajando duro afuera. Simón, we.
You're working. That's all I got.
Yeah. And it's hot.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Right?
Sugar, you got to have. Gotta have sugar. I guess I'll be a fat whatever. I don't care. I'd rather be a fat whatever than
okay,
a fitter.
Okay, with the sugar, just avoid the artificial stuff. I mean, don't be the lady. Don't be the white girl. Give me a Big Mac fry and a Diet Coke. Look, it wasn't the Big Mac and the fry. Well, maybe a little.
I identify as a white girl when it suits me. So I don't want
to
hear nothing.
I think when I go to the coffee place, I'm just going to tell you. I'm sorry.
I can't. I heard you're not allowed to make fun of me about that no more either. Hey, I'm gonna go get one of those tuckinis and come down there and protest. That'll scar you. I'll show you.
Hey, look, I promise if a bunch of men, especially you, Eric, show up and protest in tuckinis, I will do whatever it takes to make y'all stop.
Man, you know, somebody
I'll
had,
give in. I'll give in.
There was a meme out there with a guy had a song on, said he's gonna cut your grass out here. You know, he had all push mower, big old fat guy, hairy, burly looking guy. Had the song on, out there cutting the grass. Hilarious. You know.
Was he worse? Was he worse going away from you or heading towards you? I don't. Which is worse?
It was like a three quarter view, so you got a full hip. You didn't really get to see anything
else. From the angle.
Yeah, it's that three quarter view. You're welcome. Anything I can do to help y'all? Y'all let me know. Hey, are y'all doing that June 14th thing? I need y'all. Scott, you gonna be there?
Yes, sir.
All right, I can write that down in granite like Moses did.
You can.
You know, we're having a call about it after today. So yeah, June 14th, we're coming.
You can write it.
Right.
That's official.
Where, after it is official.
I'm asking you.
Well, we had a meeting today, so.
Yeah, no, it's on my calendar in Sharpie.
It's write it on a rock.
We're coming. Write it on
Sharpie.
A rock. We're coming.
Basin, yeah. You got to be there. It's in Sharpie.
Yeah.
All right. Well, tomorrow, absolutely sure we'll tell you, but we're 95% sure. Tomorrow,
no, I'd say 99.
99% sure. Tomorrow is Ride It on a Rock, Eric.
Okay.
Right on. Hey, that y'all, we run a commercial on here about that guy that does Alabama, the outdoor Alabama, the survivalist type dude. Y'all ought to look him up. He's a listener of this show. He doesn't ever call in. His name's Eric, too. But it's his cousin. Really? That guy's a real for life. He's real good at what he does. Y'all check him out.
I met him early on when he came in to cut his spot.
That's
very
a
interesting
nice guy, right?
Character there.
Yeah, maybe we need to talk to him one day. That'd be good.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be great.
Yeah. Diversity of topics, right?
You got it.
All right, y'all. Yeah. Got to go. 3 minute limit's up. Got to get out of here.
You got it, buddy. Appreciate you, man.
Adios.
Actually, Eric's out in a minute 52.
Well, it's because he's a pro.
He is. He's an expert. Let's go to Clark, another expert. Clark, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
My expert in
veterinary medicine.
Okay, I'll take that one.
I figured. And in all things military related, especially Marines.
Yeah.
How about expert in shooting rifles at things very far away?
I can do that.
I see.
Okay.
You know,
my callers.
There you go. Hey, Scott, I got to ask a question here.
Okay.
Are we at a tipping point? Are people just about fed up? Bud Light, the boycott goes on. People haven't forgotten about it. And, you know, what is our attention span? Usually a week or two on something like that?
Yeah, maybe a week. So this may yeah. actually get seeded, set in.
Yeah. And they're, what, still down like 25% or something? Target, they're feeling the backlash. And I believe the rap song Boycott Target is now topping the, what is it, YouTube charts or something?
That's what we heard yesterday.
Chick-fil-A, they're getting into the, is it DEI or DIE? I wish it was DIE. That way you just say go die.
No, it's you start with DEI, and that's how your company DIEs.
Okay, so all right.
Nice.
Did you see the rainbow flag on the camera on the set of The Chosen?
That is trending.
No way. Now, look, I've got some story on that. I do not know. I am not testifying, but we'll have a little commentary on that as well, if y'all will remind me.
Well, there's potential backlash there. And then people are not happy about the Sisters of Perpetual Perversion showing up at the Dodger Stadium.
And one of the baseball players spoke out. Did you see that?
Yes, he did. He did. One of the pitchers, yeah. Yeah. Now, they might, like, force him to capitulate. They might break him on the wheel and tote him out and make him say he was sorry and he sinned against perversion or something. But, I have to wonder, you know, if Bud Light's down 25%, that means they're still selling, like, 75%, right?
I guess, so, if you trust what they're saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's over. Now, that's not just Bud Light, is it? That's all of Anheuser-Busch. Those numbers are coming from.
Yeah, Anheuser-Busch. Every brand is suffering from this.
Right.
Okay.
So Bud Light's down considerably more than 25%.
I gotta think the reason it's not more than 25% is we've still got that low information group that you could go up to and, hey, man, why are you drinking the queer beers? You know? What are you talking about, man? They just, you know, they have no clue. But I think people are starting to pay more and more attention. And if we hit that tipping point with the trans thing, does the whole progressive thing hit a tipping point? That's my fervent hope here.
There is a chance, and I do believe that they are pushing so hard. I understand it. I do think the left realizes that they have to strike while the iron is hot. Also think that we've not given them any reason to slow down. So they continue to accelerate this mass insanity. So they're really, really pushing hard. And they may push too hard and cause the country to snap back. But I don't know. I really don't know. It feels like it, but we're also in the South. And
this is true.
We have a little bit better standards than they do in other parts of the country.
Well, just made me curious looking at, you know, you look for little bellwethers and things like that. And I don't know, just a way to wet your finger and stick it in the air and see the way the wind's blowing. And I'm hoping that people are just about fed up.
Well, I hope you're right, Clark. And if they are almost there, then we got a chance to save the country.
We might have a chance. Scott, keep doing what you do. I enjoy listening to it.
I appreciate it, Clark. Thank you for the call. Let's go out to Russ if we have time. Do we have time, Sky?
2 minutes in the segment.
2 minutes. Let's go to Russ. Russ, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for accepting my call. I want to know if you guys know what's going on with the FBI and the documents concerning the $5 million bribe that Joe Biden allegedly received. Do you know anything about that?
My understanding is that Christopher Wray is still saying that they will not turn over those documents, and McCarthy and others in the U.S. House are contemplating contempt charges for Ray, which I'm going to be honest with you. These folks in the deep state, going back to Barack Obama, they have no shame, Russ. So when they come along and say, hey, we're going to charge you with contempt of Congress, they're like, so? I don't care. I'll be able to write books. I'll be able to do all kind of stuff. That's not a big deal. In the old days, people avoided it because you didn't want to be shamed. But I don't think these folks care. We can talk about contempt of Congress all day long unless we're going to actually put them in jail. They do not care. And that's all I know about
it. That's my next question. Will he be writing these books in jail?
Doubtful.
I wouldn't bet on it because I don't think those boys and girls in Washington have the cojones to do what it takes.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I wish I could tell you something else, but remember, we caved in on the debt crisis the other day after saying, by golly, we won't fold. And we folded. Thanks, Russ. We got to take a break, buddy. Great call, great question. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here are six things you need to know before you buy a home. Number one, find out how much you can afford and qualify for from a reputable local lender. Number two, write down a list of wants and needs for your next home and maybe your first home. Bedrooms and baths, size of the home, yard size, open floor plan or formal plan, storage requirements, garage or carport. What location is number three, east side, Millbrook, Prattville, Wetumpka? Number four, are school zones important to you? If so, which school zones do you prefer? Number five, are there any special needs requirements, wider hallways, ramps, universal designs? Number six, would you rather have a brand new home or an existing home? The answers to these questions will help you design a plan to buy your next home and have the right information. We provide a list of recommended local lenders and home inspectors. All you have to do is call the source, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group, 221-2883.
Hi, this is Michael Stevens with At Ease Massage Therapy. I'm a licensed massage therapist with over 20 years of experience. Massage therapy has proven to counteract nerve pain, muscle pain, anxiety, and depression, and vastly improve sleep and circulation. For the month of June, we celebrate Father's Day with $20 discounted gift cards. Improve Dad's mood and well-being with a session today. To learn more, visit my website, aemtmichael.com. That's aemtmichael.com.
Did you know your homeowner's insurance doesn't cover termite treatment or damage? That's okay, because Pest Pro is here to protect your most costly investment. We are the only company in the River Region with a Termidor HP2 injection unit. We bring the best and newest technology to your home. Call today for a free evaluation, 265-9990. That's 265-9990. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
It's time to butter up with Biscuits Baseball. Join the Biscuits for a summer full of baseball, food, giveaways, Max Fireworks, and more. For ticket information and to stay up to date on all things Biscuits, follow along at BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL. Butter up.
If you're hiring, it can feel like you're trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. In fact, ZipRecruiter has helped a lot of business owners find their needle in a haystack, like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers. Because Telly Tires has grown a lot in the last few years, Marco needed to hire everyone from a receptionist to a store manager to a head mechanic.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill. ZipRecruiter helps me keep my business running.
Take it from Marco and millions of other businesses who've used ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. So how do you say welcome in Italian?
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. What is bienvenidos? Is that
bienvenidos
Spanish?
Bienvenidos is welcome.
In Spanish?
I don't know what it is, but I'll look it up for you.
Okay. Just check.
Just say ciao. Ciao is a safe
ciao?
Way. C-I-A-O. Ciao. It means either good morning or good evening. Maybe. There's also other ones, but you can
really?
Say that.
Yeah. It's one of those languages where they're like, we'll just reuse the word.
They're friendly,
we're
wonderful people.
Yeah. Or our diversity program.
Apparently, they are. Let's go out to the phones. And I'm telling you, Scott, when you fix the phones, you fix the phones.
Don't I?
Back on with four callers. So let's go out to Bill. Bill, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hey, Bill.
Hey.
Ciao.
I don't want to get off topic, so if y'all are got something hot of topic, but I haven't heard anything. But I wanted to ask y'all, have you heard anything about the new oil refinery that's going to be built in Oklahoma?
Is this the setup for a joke, or are you serious?
No, this is serious.
Okay.
It's going to
no,
be
I have
probably
not.
It's going to be probably between $5 to $8 billion. It's only going to refine light sweet crude.
Okay.
Its max production is about 350 million barrels a day. It's going to do gas. And there's some interesting aspects of this. It's going to do gas, diesel fuel, jet fuel, and hydrogen.
And hydrogen, okay.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty neat. It's gonna run solely off alternative energy, wind, solar.
There's the catch.
And there's no catch.
So it's not gonna run all the time.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Well, what happens when it's dark and the wind's not blowing?
Batteries.
Why don't they just run it off a little bit of the fossil fuel they refine, because this is the only way they can get it through? It says they've waited 50 years.
Well, Oklahoma is a pretty oil friendly state.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And it's a little more centrally located than, say, Houston.
No, you're
but
right about that.
I thought it was pretty interesting, especially the fact that they are looking forward and are going to be producing and capturing hydrogen.
Yeah, the hydrogen thing interests me a lot. That and the point that it's the first large-scale or big-time oil refinery constructed in this country in nearly 50 years. Not because of lack of demand, because the government, which is always our friend.
Well, you know, it's a huge investment. I'm just trying to find out who is actually backing it, if it's going to be 100% U.S. or if it's going to be 50-50 Saudi Arabia, U.S., what the deal there is. But I thought it was really interesting. The big key to me is it will have the newest technology anywhere in the world. It'll be the latest and greatest.
Yeah, that is amazing. Absolutely amazing. It says it's a Texas-based company.
Southern Rock Energy Partners.
Yes.
So,
So I don't know. The hydrogen thing is interesting. So we'll take a look at it. That's a very, very good point. I wish we had at least a small version in Alabama would be nice. There is oil across the southeast. I'd like to have some production closer to home. But Oklahoma is, I'll take Oklahoma.
It's encouraging.
Well, you know, it'd be encouraging if they would do it somewhere in South Alabama, because that's where the bulk of the oil is. Gulf Coast, somewhere down in there. But, you know, with the EPA and everything else, Oklahoma is probably a sure bet.
You got it. Good call. Thanks, Bill. No, that is interesting. Very interesting. That's what this, I mean, I did not run across that. That's an interesting thing. And Sky's probably right. He was hinting that that's how they got it through. Hey, we're going to do a refinery, but it's going to be all green.
Brilliant. Absolutely
super
brilliant.
Smart idea. Some pointy head bureaucrats like, this says it's a green project. It's got some windmills, got some batteries, got some solar.
That's a you stamp
want to
read the
report?
Approval.
No. It's
that's
good.
Good. That's good. Green energy.
Stamp.
Don't.
That's all we needed. What are they doing with it? Hey, did you know y'all approved an oil refinery?
Wait, what?
What?
Oh, that's how you beat them at their own game, right there.
Let's go out to Big Bird. Big Bird, welcome to the program.
Yeah. Hey, how are you?
Doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. That's really cool that they're going to use all this super high technology stuff to basically to refine fossil fuels.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. I promise you somewhere in the report, the backup system will be a giant diesel motor.
Just like to
run it,
well
run it off the
everyone.
Roof. Yes.
It's whoops. Just thrilling. But the one thing I wanted to tell you, you were talking about Christopher Wray. And
yes.
Christopher Wray, even if they hold him in jail put him in jail over contempt of Congress, he can still communicate with his people and he still has a security clearance. And, you know, he basically all he would have to do is it'd just be a temporary change of address. I mean, unless they impeach him, he just will continue on. I mean, it won't do anything.
Do we remember who appointed Christopher Wray?
Well, Trump did, but who recommended Christopher Wray?
Well, I mean, I'm sure the deep state did.
Rod, what's his name? Rod Rosenstein or whatever.
Rod Rosenstein.
And mm-hmm. who was Rod Rosenstein? Well, he was the number two to somebody, I think. But when the other guy left office, Rod Rosenstein was in there, and so he got Rod Rosenstein. Recommended him to Trump, and Trump said, okay, we'll do it. And
right.
I think Trump made a big, huge blunder because I don't think he checked his resources like he should have. And I think he fired the right guy and hired the wrong guy. It's kind of a bad thing, but Trump did make that mistake. But I knew Christopher Wray was a snake in the grass when I heard his name. But anyway, I just don't think that's going to help put him in contempt of Congress.
No, he's not afraid of it, that's for sure. You're right about that, Big Bird.
And I don't know if Trump will just, maybe can Trump issue a pardon there? I don't even know. But the other thing that, you know, you were talking about was the one thing.
Hey, let me
really
carry you over, Big Bird. We got to take a break. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Big Bird will be up on the other side. We'll be back.
I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
We're kicking off summer in style at Wind Creek Wetumpka with our Drop the Top giveaway, where you'll have two chances to win a 2023 BMW convertible. Earn entries now, then be here when the fun starts at 5 p.m. on Saturday, June 3rd, and again on Saturday, June 24th. Winners will get a share of over $70,000 in cash and free play, plus a chance to win the ultimate grand prize, a sleek new BMW convertible for summer. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Tonight, the auditions continue.
MasterChef United Tastes of America.
As gifted home cooks try to prove their region is the best.
Tonight, the Midwest.
Then, if you thought Gordon the chef was tough to please, try Gordon the CEO.
Succeeding in business is not easy.
Can these food entrepreneurs persuade him to partner with them?
I want to be national.
The new hit competition, Gordon Ramsay's Food Stars.
Tonight on Fox 20.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli. Jeff, why are we making a commercial at 6 in the morning?
Ugh. Jeff Barranco here. What better way to let everyone know we open at 6 a.m.?
But that doesn't mean we have to record the commercial at 6 a.m.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACD. The Health...
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. With May ending today and June beginning tomorrow, we are easing more and more into that summertime forecast. Today, high temperature in the upper 80s, maybe teasing 90 degrees, a little bit more humidity, and both today and tomorrow, scattered random hit-or-miss storms here and there, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Tonight's low 67, tomorrow's high around 87. More hot days ahead, I think, will be near 90 Friday, low 90s Saturday, more spotty hit-or-miss storms here and there. From the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Here comes Suns. Suns Kia of Montgomery. Shop for a Kia Rain or Shine online anytime at Suns Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'll show my ignorance if I say. It sounds like, am I going to be wrong or right? It sounds like Kiss. Is that, do they have a version of that, or am I saying something sacrilegious?
or I don't know who is who. I don't know who people are. What is it?
Grand Funk Railroad. Mark, Don, and
why does it sound like Kiss? Does Kiss do that song?
Well, to the untrained ear, I could see where it might sound like Kiss.
To the untrained ear. You see how nice that was?
I mean, it was nice. Look, I said I would show my ignorance, but look, you said it was somebody I don't even know who they are. Grand Funk Railroad, but I know Kiss.
That's Americana.
Because Kiss, when I was young, was Knights in Satan's Service.
Yeah, that was kind of a gimmick.
And now
band,
they turn out to be like conservative, trying to get people to go to church.
Can you believe that?
No, that's right? Hard to believe, but just so wonderful.
I mean, it's good stuff.
Gene really turned out to be quite a surprise.
I know. It's amazing.
Which is why we listened to him in the first place. It's like we knew it was going to happen.
We knew it. Yeah. He was on the right side of light and justice. Maybe, possibly not.
Surprise me.
It could have all, I used to even say when I was little, you know, it could have been a bunch of made up stuff trying to get marketing value.
Oh, it was. It was a total gimmick band. I mean, the spandex, the makeup, come on.
And they ruled. I mean, they were lunchboxes. Little kids with Kiss lunchboxes.
Probably the greatest merchandised band since the Beatles. Seriously,
yeah,
I can't think of another band that
did the Beatles have lunchboxes?
Man.
Back in then, though, it would just be like, you know, you can steel pails.
I'm serious. You can buy a Kiss coffin, and it really works.
Really?
Yes, sir. That's how far it's... merchandised the Beatles, even.
That's amazing. Yeah. Absolutely amazing. I lost one of my callers. Is he still on there?
Randall's still there.
Go back to?
I'm sorry.
Because now it's a question mark. Is he still there?
I'll check him out. We got
all right. Check on him while we go to Randall. Randall, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your patience.
All right, man, no problem. And it's something about that's how y'all got y'all radio thing set up. You take less listeners to have more callers, and that's y'all's thing. And I recommend. I mean, I'm happy because them girls to sit there and not say nothing these past 15 minutes. I don't even know how y'all even, you know what I mean, even pull that off. But y'all do. And
are you saying it's hard to keep women from talking, Randall?
Well, I mean, they don't prepare for the... I'm sure you don't do nothing but get up in the morning and come in. I'm sure they probably prepare and get all... You know they got 3 hours worth of stuff to talk about. And then you don't even...
That's true, Randall. That's true.
So, and the other thing is, you're supposed to tell your story again once Allison got back. And you ain't... That's some of the funniest crap there is. I mean... Your 21 story is it. I mean, you gotta do that again.
My ancestry story?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll wait till Allison gets back.
Yeah, we got to wait on her again. And that's another, I'm going to ask you, Scott, you talk about all these companies losing money, and they ain't no dummies, or they wouldn't have this money to start with. So can you go back and look and see who sold stock before... Like, were they preparing for to lose this money, and so they could buy the stock back now at a lower cost?
You know what, Randall? You were the second person to kind of float that idea out there, and it is a fascinating idea. I mean, think about it. What if you're not even prepared to buy it back? What if you sold it short and then went out and made a big announcement and completely caused your stock to drop like a rock? You would make a fortune.
Deliberate sabotage.
That.
However,
and you're the second person to kind of bring that up. It's a good point. However, but here's the thing I forgot earlier in the show.
The SEC would surely be wise shenanigans, wouldn't they?
If they knew, because it's not really trading.
Well, it used to be insider trading was illegal in this country, sir.
But, we stopped that with Martha Stewart. They're in prison. Everybody else has been. She was just corrupt and mean and horrible and terrible. She needed to go to prison. All the rest of these people,
they seem to. It's just fine for them to profit off inside information. But Randall brings
the
up
the other
a very,
thing is these companies
point.
Still, you know, even if they didn't do the social justice stuff,
right?
They're still profitable. You know what I'm saying? They're still working. Right. They're still selling chicken sandwiches. All that kind of stuff works.
Yeah.
So I think they're kind of showing us, Randall, that a lot of the stock stuff is just kind of fake. The business model underneath is still solid, but the stock stuff can be manipulated. And that may be what they did. That's a good question.
Because Joe Biden don't want to grow the economy. That's the opposite of the way. So this is the only way they can make money. The economy wasn't growing, so the stock market wasn't growing. It was topped out, so this is a way for them to make it back up. And I'm gonna tell you something else. The Bud Light thing, they targeted a certain audience now. I mean, they went after the Rainbow Coalition. Now they got a can out just for Harley Davidson. And if you don't think Harley Davidson people ain't, they love their brand, they gonna go buy that can. And once Harley Davidson people start back drinking it, then the you know, the country boys, them big burly men are drinking it. You know what I mean? Then somebody has bought the stock back on the low side. Now, you know what I mean, the stock's going to raise back up again when folks start back buying their product. Because Harley Davidson people ain't going to let that sit on the shelf. I guarantee they buy it. This is a nice looking can too. They didn't shortcut it. So, I mean, Harley's involved with it. And they loyal to them, and their people are loyal to them. So, and once they start targeting certain people, their stock prices will go back up, and then that's where they'll show enough make the money. I just want to know.
You might be right, Randall, but do you really think the Harley folks are going to fall for that?
Most definitely. It ain't nothing to fall for. Once they see that their brand is on there, they're gonna support Harley. Harley must be in on the game too. So, I don't think they'll let it sit on the shelf. I mean, I kind of want to go buy one myself. I mean, just to have the can.
I know
it's a cooler. I mean, they know what they're doing, man. They know what they're doing.
Look cool, but they did do it for Budweiser, not for Bud Light.
Stock symbol Anheuser-Busch, though.
That's exactly what they did. They did it for the stock symbol, no doubt, or for the name of the company. It says the commercial features a gray-haired male mechanic. It's just asking for jokes to be made, though. A gray-haired male mechanic working on a Harley before three men are shown drinking the beer. Are they telling me that Harleys
right
are
now.
Broken down all the time?
Interesting take on that.
And I want you to get tomorrow. I'm gonna call in, but this is for you, Scott. I mean, and for you, Miss Amy Bell. I want y'all to get kind of familiar with the Golden Crescent and the Golden Triangle. And we're gonna I'm gonna show you how the Vietnam War has been about opioids. And so is the Afghan War. It was all about opioids. It's all been, and we can go back to China to the 1800s. They fought two opioid wars. That's how we got control of their shipping ports is with opioids. And now they're letting China flood us with a synthetic one. But I can, and it's all connected. And the same thing with the skull and crossbones in the cabinet house. All that's opioid money. And it's a game they've been playing on us the whole time. And
Randall, Conspiracy Thinker Thursday will be a good day for that. And then I'll have a story off that told to me by his second hand, but the guy swore to it. And I think it will line up with what you're probably going to say. So we'll talk to you tomorrow, Randall. Great call. Good stuff.
Appreciate it.
I need him to talk to me about the Committee of 300 also. I know he'll know about it.
All right, he's hanging up right now.
I know, but I'm just saving it for tomorrow. So I'm saying, Randall, tomorrow when you call back.
Committee of 300,
we need to talk about it.
Okay. Absolutely.
I know he's going to know.
Oh, he knows. There's no doubt. He knows. He may know even about the smaller committee above that.
Probably.
And then the one
we But I agree with him about the game. So much of this is just a game.
They're playing a game.
Better believe.
I think there's a very good chance some of these people are clearly cashing in. They're like, I can virtue signal, cause my stock to collapse, and I'm going to make money on the short and on the buyback. This is awesome.
And it's so crazy that if we tell people what we're doing, they're going to think it's crazy and laugh the person off.
Insane. And nothing just, to see here.
So that's how they get. That's the magic of it all.
And Sky, if you cut the folks in at the Security Exchange Commission, don't they like look the other way?
They have been. For our elected officials, our betters.
We were shorting Anheuser-Busch too, so no violations there. All good. It's all clean. That's squeaky clean, in case you're wondering. Miss Love will be up next. We'll be back.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. The one you love is the light of your life. And whether you've only been together for a short while, or perhaps for many years, you know how important intimacy is to your relationship. That's why erectile dysfunction and low T are so awful. They're just medical conditions, but the effects can make your partner feel unwanted, unloved, even if they don't say so. And for men, it's tough to talk about. So come to Montgomery Men's Health, where our urologists and providers talk about this all day, every day. And we'll work hard to figure out how to get you to the guy you want to be. In fact, you might even find your feeling and performing at a level you didn't think was possible. Even if you've tried other treatments and just haven't gotten the results you hoped for, call us today. Your initial appointment is $99 and includes blood work and a medical consult. Call 334-440-3663 or go to montgomerymenshealth.com. Do it for you. Do it for the one you love. Call Montgomery Men's Health today.
Introducing the all-new Toyota of Montgomery. Our new owners and management are excited to be a part of this amazing community, where our brand new dealership is all about you. At Toyota of Montgomery, we understand that a car is more than just a vehicle. It's a crucial part of daily life that helps us get to work, run errands, and create memories with loved ones. Toyota of Montgomery offers the lowest prices and best selection of new Toyotas and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. We also pay more for your trade-in than anyone else. Find out how much and schedule an appraisal online at toyotamontgomery.com. Shop our huge selection of new Toyotas and pre-owned vehicles, and you can be confident you're getting a great deal. But it's not just about low prices. It's about building strong relationships with our customers and community. It's an all-new way to buy a Toyota at Toyota of Montgomery. Shop online at toyotamontgomery.com and come see the all-new Toyota of Montgomery today.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house and down at Tucker right now. They've got candy, they've got nuts, and they've got Sunshine Corner.
Sunshine Corner is one of our new things. It's a sign company. We can make those signs customized. It'll say life is better at Lake Martin or life is better at Lake Jordan. You know, everybody always wants Lake Jordan stuff. We never had it. Well, now we got it. So we've got a lot of that. That's a new product. What we're known for is our candies, and Lord, we make them fresh daily. We have made lots and lots of roasted and salted pecans, praline pecans, honey pecans, cinnamon pecans, barbecue pecans. We've got all kinds of candies. And if you don't want candy, we got regular raw pecans, which are very healthy for you. We've got those in stock. Somebody asked me one day, said, what's tiger butter? Well, tiger butter is white chocolate and peanut butter made into a pan and cut just like grandma used to make. We've got the drumsticks. We've got all the great candies we've always had.
Tell them where you're located.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Thinking about new flooring for your home or business? Since 1969, Georgia Floors Direct has guaranteed the lowest prices on the River Region's largest inventory of all types of flooring. Call or visit GFD today. Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and family members are living without health care coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough even to keep their jobs. We can fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that people can remain at work. Let's make this a priority. Let's close this gap and cover Alabama. To learn more and how you can help, visit coveralabama.org.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
That is good stuff. Oh my gosh. The show between the shows, Sky, you missed it. I can't play it on the air. Well, I might could. Probably shouldn't.
You probably shouldn't.
If you probably shouldn't, then you probably shouldn't.
Well, it doesn't have any profanities.
Yes, it does.
Just the H word.
Well, I know.
And there's two of those now.
Heck is okay.
I didn't know that.
That's the fun. You know what? We'll just have to show our new friends on our event night. Because we can throw that down there. Is funny.
It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. So we'll save it. We'll ponder over it. We'll contemplate the play. And we'll run it by
that's
the
safer.
Source.
That's
hang
safer.
On to just, that.
Okay. Yeah, it is good.
Yeah.
Good
well, stuff. Hey, we'll
but it might not be as good
guy.
Without seeing the video. So that's what we'll do. It's not made for radio.
Yeah, no, you've got to see it.
All right, we'll send it to you, Sky.
Okay.
Let's go out to Miss Love. Miss Love, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hey to everybody.
Hey, Ms. Love. How are you?
Oh, God is good.
Amen.
Matter of fact, I'll say this before I say what I call to say. Okay. Isaiah 48:22. There is no peace, says the Lord, for the wicked. I just want to throw that out there. I want you to tell me, what do Trump has in common with our mayor, according to what I just saw on the TV this week?
Is this a riddle?
Did your mayor want everybody masked up and thought that mRNA vaccines were good? Because that's one of the things Trump believes in.
Anybody else
want to
take a guess?
I wouldn't dare.
Wrong, Ms. Love.
Blame his press secretary like Trump did today with his former press secretary?
How about you?
How about you, Scott? It's your turn.
Not touching this one. No thanks.
He doesn't know.
Okay,
So how is Mr. Trump very similar to the mayor of Montgomery, Ms. Love?
Oh, these news people, they got it wrong. Oh, these news people, they need to watch out what they're saying. They're putting it out there. That's my opinion now, okay? Yes, I heard from both of them. That's my opinion, okay? Thank y'all.
Thank you, Ms. Love. I gotta give her a little credit there.
That's fine.
I mean, I would imagine the mayor of Montgomery might have learned a couple of lessons from the Trumpster.
Yeah.
So you were saying
invasion knows no part. Blame.
He is throwing everybody under the bus. Yeah. Did you see where he said that New York handled COVID right and Florida didn't?
Very disappointing.
That question causes me problems.
That indeed. Makes me bonkers.
Yeah, he may have a problem with running against DeSantis, but come on.
Come on. Don't
insult our intelligence, Donald. Seriously.
But then he came back and said on day one, executive order, no more anchor babies. And I'm like, I'm back on the train.
It's hard.
I didn't jump off the train, but he does something really insane. And then he does something that nobody else has the guts to say, which we need to do.
We're still the Donald.
We're in big trouble. Let's try to get to Charles the First. We don't have a lot of time. Charles the First, welcome to the program.
About 90 seconds.
Okay. I wrote this little jingle about, I don't know if you know, but Kay Ivey tweeted ESPN a revision of what she said today.
Okay, give it to us.
Okay. From Huntsville down to Mobile, Governor Ivey could hardly wait to tell how there'll be no more men in sports all across our state. She's tweeting to ESPN, shouting out to Fox News that volleyball, softball, and badminton will no longer be abused.
I'm
very good, Charles the First of doing it.
Take that article,
work.
You'll get it.
I love it.
Well done.
All right, buddy.
What a great bunch of listeners we have.
Man,
they're
way more talented
today than
the host. I know that. But look, it's good. That's why
our
goal is just to bring good people together.
The most diverse program in radio.
We're diverse based on merit.
That's right.
We bring people of every type together who are smart, brilliant, and talented. No doubt about it.
Can't wait for Conspiracy Thursday and Randall's call.
Is Allison still dressing as a man?
That's
going to be good.
I can confirm.
You can confirm it. Well, hopefully she'll be back doing pants in the DR. Mm-hmm. Really?
That's
got to be hotter than blue blazes down there. We're going to try to be back tomorrow. See y'all.
Just get here when you can, Scott Beeson. Just get here when you can.